Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the Old Testament lesson for this 18th Sunday after Pentecost. It is Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 18 through 20. The Lord revealed their plot to me so that I became aware of it. He showed me what they were doing. I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I had not realized that they had plotted against me. They were saying, "Let us destroy the tree along with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." But, Lord of armies, you judge righteously. You test the heart and mind. Let me see your vengeance on them, for I have presented my case to you. This is our text. Dear people of God, Jeremiah was called by the Lord to preach destruction on the kingdom of Judah in the last days of the kingdom. 586 years before the Lord Jesus was born, the Babylonians breached the walls of Jerusalem. They tore down the beautiful Temple of Solomon, and they took the third wave of Israeli prisoners off into the Babylonian captivity. And Jeremiah had to watch the whole thing. Jeremiah had to predict it, and then he had to watch it be fulfilled. This gave Jeremiah no joy. For the next book of the Bible is called Lamentations, in which Jeremiah laments the fact that the city of David was destroyed and God's people were ruined. What we have here in our text is something that happened to Jeremiah somewhere in the middle of his ministry. Jeremiah had this terrible job. He had to prophesy to the people and write to the king that their city and their kingdom would be destroyed. His message from the Lord was, as written in Jeremiah 2, verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have abandoned me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that have no water." The two evils were they were abandoning the worship of the Lord, and they replaced the Lord with idols. They say to wood, "You are my father." They say to stone, "You gave birth to me." They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. And so Jeremiah had to prophesy destruction on them. Chapter 4, verse 11. "A hot wind from the bare hills in the wilderness blows toward my dear people, but not to winnow or purify. A wind too strong for that is being sent by me. Now I am passing judgment on them." Well, that's not fun to tell anybody. And nobody liked Jeremiah. But Jeremiah was faithful. He did what the Lord told him to do. He said what the Lord told him to say. In fact, Jeremiah thought that he was helping the people. He thought that he would preach the true word of God to the people, and that they would listen, they would repent, and that they would be saved. Even though the Lord told him that they weren't going to listen to him. Jeremiah started his ministry as an optimist, because he didn't listen to the Lord either. In chapter 1, the Lord said to him, "Stand against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, because I am with you to rescue you, declares the Lord." But Jeremiah kept his love for God's people, and he kept hoping that they would repent. Jeremiah chapter 9, "I wish my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. Then I would weep day and night for the fallen of my people." But the Lord told him it was all a waste of time. In chapter 7, verse 16, "As for you, Jeremiah, do not pray for these people, or lift up a cry or a request for them, and do not plead with me. I will not listen to you." Now, our text comes. Jeremiah would not listen to the Lord. He kept on praying. He kept on crying out for these people, which is very nice. He didn't realize how deep their rejection of the Lord was, how hotly it burned. And so finally in chapter 11, the Lord has to tell Jeremiah, it's not just me they have rejected. They've also rejected you, and they're coming to kill you. We read our text again, Jeremiah 11, verses 18 through 20. "The Lord revealed their plot to me, so I became aware of it. He showed me what they were doing. I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I had not realized that they had plotted against me. They were saying, 'Let us destroy the tree along with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered.' But, Lord of armies, you judge righteously. You test the heart and mind. Let me see your vengeance on them, for I have presented my case to you." Jeremiah was shocked. He calls himself a gentle lamb. Some translations have pet lamb or pampered lamb. It's very much like the lamb in Jesus' story of the man who had that lamb that he treated like a member of the family, like a daughter to him. Jeremiah was like, "All I've done for these people is to give them the pure word of God and to pray and to weep for their souls, and they want to kill me? Let us destroy the tree along with its fruit." Jeremiah was the tree, and the word of God was the fruit. If you have one of those old apple trees that gives nothing but rotten fruit and you're tired of running over those apples with your lawnmower, finally you just cut the tree down so you don't have to deal with them anymore. If you don't want the prophet of God telling you about the expectations of God and warning you about his destruction, well, you kill that prophet of God in order to shut him up. That's the thinking. And that's why the Lord showed Jeremiah what they were doing. And Jeremiah was shocked and he was devastated. He finally understood what the Lord had been telling him. Now, have you figured it out yet? Have you figured out life? Do you know what it's all about? We are here for such a short time. Our goal is to get to heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. That's everything. And the way to do that is to be close to the Lord, so that when he comes, you're ready to go. See, the Lord is not being mean to you, asking you to be in his word and to be in his house. That's for your benefit. The Lord doesn't need us. It's we who desperately need him. Being close to the Lord is the key to life. It's how we can handle all the things of life. When the day of trouble and destruction comes, the person who is close to the Lord does not cry out, "Lord, why me? Why are you picking on me? What have I ever done to deserve this?" No, no, no. The person close to the Lord who has to face the day of trouble says, "Thy will be done, Lord. You know better than I do. Please help me and bless me to endure this trial with my faith intact until I can get to your paradise." Jeremiah learned that being popular, being liked in this world, is not the goal. He learned to put everything in the Lord's hands because, well, we can't do anything about it anyway. Lord of armies, you judge righteously. You test the heart and mind. Let me see your vengeance on them, for I have presented my case to you. Vengeance, protection, watching over God's people. That's all the Lord's business. It's good enough for us to flee to the Lord, to cling to Christ in every trouble. And it's only with this long view of things that we can do that. Our niece is student teaching right now, and she's in a rough spot. She's at a very difficult school with tough kids and a very strict regiment. And we told her, you can get through. You can do 6 weeks of anything in this world. Just see the goal and keep on going. So also with us, when we realize what we have in front of us, this paradise that the Lord Jesus has prepared for us in his name, we can endure anything with the few years that the Lord has given us in this world of pain and trouble. So let the enemies of the Lord complain and curse. They don't touch the Lord. He's not affected by them. He will get them. He will bring destruction on them in his own way, in his own time. Our job is just to endure with our faith intact. And then, if you have the strength, offer these same people the forgiveness and the peace that the Lord has given to us sinners. We don't deserve it either. Let's not judge those without the Lord too harshly. It's not our job. That's the Lord's job. Let's just offer them this peace of Christ. They don't know what they're missing. They don't know what they ought to be doing. After all, there but by the grace of God go we too. We can understand Jeremiah. We understand his praying and his crying. So let's join him. Let's join him in praying for those who do not know the Lord the way we do, who do not know how to cling to the Lord. And let's do all we can, including telling them about this grace, great peace in God that you have in Christ, so that salvation may come to every soul under heaven. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.